God, Lord, sees this mother and the child dead on the bier. And of course, he must have thought of his own mother, who was a widow and with an only son, and who died. And he could do nothing to relieve her of her sufferings. And so he sees this widow with her son dead and relieves her suffering in the stead of Our Lady. And certainly he had compassion on her and her son for the sake of his mother especially, although even if his mother didn't suffer the sufferings of the Passion with Our Lord, I'm sure he probably would have done the same. He probably would have resurrected the child because of his compassion on humanity, his compassion on this mother. And he didn't ask of any faith from this mother. He just said, "Don't weep," and raised him from the dead, no questions asked, certainly because of his love for Our Lady. And this makes us think of Our Lady during this Lenten season. Certainly she should be very much in the forefront of our mind. She who suffered with Jesus as our co-redemptrix, she who suffered for us, for our sins, she who is the Queen of Martyrs, who suffered an ocean of sorrow, which we can have no idea, who suffered more, as St. Alphonsus and many other saints say, suffered more than all the saints taken together, something we can never imagine. And she did this for us, and she suffered with Jesus, and many of the mystics say that she suffered the same pains on Calvary in her body as our Lord did, says Venerable Catherine, Venerable Mary of the Greater, and other saints. And this is understandable if we think of her as the Queen of Sorrows. She must have suffered all these terrible things, and certainly she suffered the passions of Jesus in her heart. And the greatest sorrows were the sorrows of her soul and of her heart, which are greater than the body. And so it's not hard to believe that she suffered the pains of that Jesus suffered in her body too, for our sake, to be our mother. As we know, she's the mother in bearing Jesus. She's also the mother in bearing these labor pains of the Passion of our Lord for our salvation. So let's be very mindful of our mother in that double sense, and be grateful and thankful to her, and to have that compassion we should have for Our Lady, for our Lord, for because of what we have caused them in our sins, and weep for them, weep for our sins, and be thoughtful of God, and not be indifferent to the sufferings that we had caused Our Lord, and in a certain sense still do in our sins and in our offenses to God.
Christus.